For years, Americans have been reaping fewer gains from a growing economy in the form of pay and benefits. Shareholders have been reaping more, helping to explain rapidly expanding wealth gaps in America. But as indicated by writer Neil Irwin, that trend has been reversing recently. While Irwin warns that the new trend remains in early stages and may not last, numbers make it apparent that over the past few years, workers have been claiming a bigger share of the economic pie and share one. During the current year, this has taken the form of steady growth in wages and weak earnings for publicly traded companies. Data indicate that at the beginning of 2013, 61% of national income went to pay and benefits for workers. By the end of last year, that share had risen to nearly 63%. That's still well short of the 66% figure that prevailed during the early 1990s, but at least the numbers are going in the right direction from the perspective of workers. Had the proportion of national income going to workers in early 2013 stayed constant, there would be more than $251 billion a year less flowing into American paychecks than is currently the case. That's about $1,900 per household. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.